Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government says power supply improving as new projects come on stream. DMMU urges residents in low-lying areas to prepare for possible flooding. And Kenya to confront Russia over unacceptable use of its nationals in combat. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Government says Zambia's electricity supply is stabilizing with new solar and thermal power projects expected to boost generation in 2026. Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote says government has put in place coordinated measures to address current power deficits while safeguarding long-term electricity supply. Presenting a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Chikote said Zambia's total installed electricity generation capacity currently stands at 3,880 megawatts, with ZESCO Limited contributing 3,168 megawatts and independent power producers supplying 712 megawatts. However, due to hydrological and operational challenges, available domestic generation has reduced to 1,635 megawatts. Mr. Chikote explained that the shortfall is being supplemented by 511 megawatts of imported electricity, bringing total available supply to 1,971 megawatts against a national demand of about 2,400 megawatts. Zambia has continued to honor export commitments amounting to 175 megawatts in line with existing contractual obligations, said Mr. Chikote. He said the power deficit has been managed through regional power imports, which are helping to stabilize the national grid, adding that the gap is also expected to narrow as new generation projects, particularly solar and thermal power plants, are commissioned. Meanwhile, Mr. Chikote highlighted that the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, reinstated the multi-year tariff framework on 1st November 2025 following the expiry of emergency tariffs that were introduced after the 2024 drought was declared a national disaster. He said tariffs for residential, commercial, social services and water pumping customers have remained unchanged under the reinstated framework. Mr. Chikote has since directed ZESCO Limited and the ERB to investigate public concerns over the rapid depletion of electricity units and submit a report by 16 March 2026 and further assured the public that the findings would be made available once the investigations are concluded.
To address citizens' concerns that electricity units are depleting faster, I have directed ZESCO Limited and the Energy Regulation Board to conduct the investigation on the matter and provide a report by 16th March 2026. Government therefore encourages citizens to exercise patience while investigations are being conducted. The findings will be availed to the public once concluded.
Police in Pemba District have arrested a 43-year-old woman in connection with the vandalism of railway infrastructure in the Kamunga area. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi said the suspect, identified as Violet Malambo of Sibajene area, was apprehended in the early hours of February 9, 2026 at around midnight. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect was intercepted by Zambia Railways personnel while allegedly removing pandro clips, metal fasteners used to secure railway rails, to sleepers and was later handed over to the Zambia Police Service for further investigations. The exact number and value of the recovered clips, as well as the total cost of the damage, are still being determined, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilawi said the suspect is currently being held in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilawi said police in Monza District are intensifying investigations into a separate but related case involving the vandalism and theft of about 170 Pandora clips. Mr. Chilawi said the incident reportedly occurred around 14 hours on February 9, 2026, along the railway line between Rusangu and Chisekesi. He has warned that vandalism of infrastructure used to provide essential services is a serious offense amounting to economic sabotage, as the offense attracts a minimal custodial sentence of 10 years and can extend to 25 years or life imprisonment in cases where vandalism results in loss of life. Mr. Chilawi has cautioned individuals who aid such crimes, including buyers of stolen railway materials and scrap dealers, that they are equally liable under the law. He says the service has strengthened joint operations with Zambia Railways Police to prevent and swiftly respond to acts of vandalism and economic sabotage, and further urged members of the public to report any information related to such crimes to the nearest police station.
The Zambia Police Service in Pemba District has arrested a female suspect in connection with the vandalism of railway infrastructure. The incident occurred on February 9, 2026, around midnight in Kamunga area of Pemba District. The suspect has been identified as Violet Malambo, age 43, from Sivajene area of Pemba District. She was intercepted by Zambia Railways personnel while unlawfully removing Pandora clips, which are fastening devices used to secure rails to the sleepers.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, the DMMU, National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku, has cautioned residents living in low-lying areas, particularly those near rivers, to prepare for possible evacuation and ensure they have adequate food supplies in the event of flooding. Mr. Chipakupaku's warning follows yesterday's announcement by the Meteorological Department in collaboration with the DMMU, forecasting anticipated weather conditions likely to result in widespread rainfall, with heavy rains expected in some parts of the country, indicating that the period between February 12 and 14 carries a high risk of flash floods and flooding. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chipakupaku urged communities in flood-prone areas to take precautionary measures, including securing their properties to minimize damage in the event of floods. He further warned residents in Lusaka against jumping and swimming in drainages, especially children, citing the high risk of waterborne diseases such as cholera. Mr. Chipakupaku further called on people living in low-lying areas to consider moving to higher ground as a preventive measure to avoid potential danger as the heavy rains approach.
But if a bridge is flooded, never, never, never to try and cross a bridge, because they can easily be swept away if the water is very moving very fast. But for Lusaka, we are trying to warn our people not to